time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Adafi Owe met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bengals on Thursday night.
What's that? Since you've been back, basically, how do you feel like you're playing, and you know, do you feel like you're in a good rhythm right now?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a good rhythm, but I also feel like, you know, I'm leaving a little bit on the table. But I try to look at it the positive side. I know, you know, what I can be. You know, once I'm, you know, honing, like getting more, you know, warmed up, and you know, just honing in on my technique. You know, I was out for like a month, so. You know, I don't blame it on that. I got to be more focused on little things, but I like where I'm at.
Adafi, how big was this win really for you guys?
It was real big. We knew what type of game it was. Playoff implications. You know, Joe back there. You know, it's just a team that, you know, we always want to try to beat. Obviously, coming back from a loss too. So that's why you saw the type of energy that we brought, and I'm proud of the guys.
You mentioned coming back from the loss. What does that say about this team, the character, the resilience to just, you know, 4 days later, basically, and play like this?
That's like Super Bowl strength in terms of mentality. So, you know, we knew that we let one slip, and we weren't gonna let that happen again. So, I give kudos to Ro, the leaders of the defense, and the leaders of the offense as well for, you know, getting the guys, you know, ready, prepared. And we, at the fourth quarter, when we went into halftime, we knew what we had to do. We couldn't let it slip away. We had to stay focused. I appreciate the guys for, you know, staying locked in.
Adafi, how would you describe the impact the crowd had on the game? You know, a couple of false, you know, delayed games, communication stuff.
I mean, that's a bank, you know, always loud, always, you know, having an opinion on stuff like that. So, you know, we appreciate them. We appreciate them, you know, stopping Joe's rhythm. It's always good to have that. And they're always at our back. You know, whenever a big play happened, you could just feel the energy. Like after my sack, I just felt the energy. Made me want to play stronger, play faster, play even better. So, you know, I really appreciate the bank for
it. You know, pleasing is it for you to be making these plays? I mean, you come back and you've kind of been on fire.
Yeah, you know, it was tough, obviously, last year, and then getting injured, and I felt like I was hitting my stride. But, you know, I just thank God that, you know, I'm making plays. I'm leaving a little bit on the table as well, but, you know, that's just more to build on, and I'm just blessed to be, you know, where I'm at right now.
Do you guys feel as though you wanted to come out and make a statement, given the way you lost last week and given the impact this, you know, beating the Bengals could have on them in the division?
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. We wanted to make a statement, not just win. I know for myself, I'm kind of mad Joe didn't finish the game because we wanted to make a statement with that, and we know, you know, pundits are going to try to say it's because Joe wasn't there. But it doesn't matter who's out there. We try to dominate. We try to win. So, you know, I'm just happy we got the dub.
Mark Andrews plays offense, but he's a team leader. What is the impact in this locker room? Coach said he may not play again this year.
It's a big blow, but we have a, you know, next man up mentality. I feel for him. You know, he's always working hard. He's usually quiet, but like you can tell, like his leadership is a type that, you know, it shows through his actions. So you know, I'm praying for him, speedy recovery. But I think we got the guys to, you know, fill in the role.
Adafi, what's it mean to beat the Bengals twice in a season?
That's big, especially a division. You know, a division rival like that. It's big to beat them. Playoff implications. Now we're going into a break. You know, just happy. But it was a big ass win.
Adafi, entering the fourth quarter, you had a 14-point lead. It's been talked about a lot just with this team this season. Just what was kind of the message on the sidelines?
Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
Just you having a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. That's been a big story. Just to keep the lead and don't mess up doing dumb stuff. You know, I think we did a good job of doing that. But you know, we still have more levels to go. So I think we did a good job of, you know, just keeping the intensity. But you know, like I said, we have more ways to go.